When you look at typical online surveys from the respondent's point of view, I have to admit that most online surveys are not very interesting. It is especially the case if the respondent is not a member of the intended audience and has no interest in the subject matter. In the November 2009 publication of Quirks, Deborah Sleep from Engage Research discussed some of the research they had conducted about respondent behavior when taking online surveys. They looked at how survey length and question type impact dropout rate and many other issues. Solutions for problems with respondent boredom were discussed in the second part of the article in December. They suggested making online surveys more interactive like the rest of the internet. Basically, we should look at how our surveys communicate with the respondent. The study showed how using more graphic content makes surveys more interesting. It also suggests questions using more flash elements, like dragging photos to positions on scales rather than using surveys with just checkboxes. It seems that to keep people interested, more movement in online surveys is suggested by these articles. The article supported my view that sometimes we use questions that are too formal and much too wordy than they need to be. I agree that marketing researchers need to make surveys more interesting to respondents. If people continue to experience boring surveys, the industry runs the risk of lower and lower response rates, even when incentives are used. However, how far should we go? If graphic elements are not applied consistently, How far should we go? If graphic elements are not applied consistently, wouldn't the validity of responses be in question? How about the cost-benefit of creating more interactive online surveys? Most survey packages used in the marketing research world are not very friendly to flash elements, and the ones that are, you have to employ a programmer to create flash programming, and that can be expensive. One of the major benefits of online survey methodologies One of the major benefits of the online survey methodology is its economical advantage. Then we add custom-built panels. I'm having trouble with this paragraph. One of the major benefits of the online survey methodology is its economical advantage. Then we add a custom-built panel to ensure data quality, and now we add interactivity. Woo. Maybe we should go back to mail surveys, even with the high postal, printing, and data input costs. I suggest that if you go the interactive direction, that you have question styles programmed that you can reuse for many clients. I have one survey package that is much more like a layout program than most survey packages, so interactive elements can be easily added. I'm sure the software originator could come up with some of these templates for more interactive, interesting questions. Also, there is a firm that provides a system only to marketing research firms that includes a number of interactive question styles. There are more limitations. What if you're conducting discrete choice conjoint or max diff? I suppose you could add some simple illustrations. They would have to be similar to each other to avoid having an impact on individual responses. The survey software you use may limit how much cool stuff you can include. I better do that over since I had beeps. There are more limitations. What if you're conducting discrete choice conjoint or max diff? I suppose you could add some simple illustrations. They would have to be similar to each other to avoid having an impact on individual responses. The survey software you use may limit how much cool stuff you can include. What does this all come down to? Maybe we should think about making our online surveys more attractive, engaging, and interesting. Just writing good questionnaires isn't enough. We should put more effort into thinking about how surveys actually communicate with respondents. But we shouldn't forget to think about the cost effectiveness. I think if we do a good job sitting in the respondent's chair, we can keep their interest until they hit the submit button. I'll do the last sentence over again. I think if we do a good job sitting in the respondent's chair, we can keep their interest until they hit the response button. Do that again because I said the wrong word. I think if we do a good job sitting in the respondent's chair, we can keep their interest until they hit the submit button. I think if we do a good job sitting in the respondent's chair, we can keep their interest until they hit the submit button.